You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. Alex Dunn and Jonathan Kay here to look ahead to the best of Tuesday night's action from Wimbledon. It is, of course, the final of the William Hill Springbok. There's a fantastic supporting card as well. And to look at the eight feature races is Jonathan Kay. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Alex. Really well indeed. And looking forward to what is definitely the best card of the year so far.
Definitely is. We'll waste no time. We'll dive straight into the action. We'll start with the 7-11. It's the third race on the card, but the first one that we're going to talk about. An open race over 273 metres. We've got King Deck in one, Romeo Surge in two. Trap three is Romeo Van Dutch. Trap four for Queen Asia. Trap five is King Ali. And Mac Foyshire is in six. What wins this, Jonathan?
Well, this is the first running of the British Bred Sprint, a new competition for the speedy British Bred Greyhounds. And I think there's a bit of value to be had here, Alex. Trap three, Romeo Van Dutch, was a first-round winner, then looked really unlucky in the semis behind Queen Asia. I think the switch to a middle draw will suit the Greyhound. And at the price this morning, I think he has to be of each-way interest at the very least. The obvious danger is Trap 6, Mac Foyshire, who's done nothing wrong in the competition, has won both rounds to date and does have a great draw to work from. Trap 4, Queen Asia, as I say, may have been a bit fortunate to beat the selection in the semi-finals, so I'm going to put her for the tri-cast role. I'm going for Trap 3, Romeo Van Dutch, to cause a bit of a surprise and beat Trap 6, Mac Foyshire, and Trap 4, Queen Asia.
Next up is the 7.26. It's the William Hill Hotbox Bet Puppy Stakes, an open race over 480 metres. We've got Bada Bing in one, Bocco's Balassi in two, Trap 3 is Kentish Duke, Trap 4 Black Jet, Baron Di Stefano is in five, and Trap 6 is Bev's Bandit.
This wouldn't be the strongest of races, and Bocco's Balassi in Trap 2 gets the vote, even though he's been a little bit expensive to follow. Graham Boxer's dog went well enough in a recent trial at Harlow, and that often freshens a greyhound up. Harlow's got a different type of hair, a noisy hair. I'm hoping that will encourage a fast break this evening. Main danger may come from a local runner, Trap 4 Black Jet, who's got plenty of early pace and will look to dominate from the outset. You also have to respect Trap 3 Kentish Duke, who has been off the card for a month or so, but has had some trial action recently, although I think they prefer to draw nearer the rails. I'm going for Trap 2, Bocco's Balassi, to beat 4, Black Jet, and 3, Kentish Duke.
OK, next up is the 7.43. It's the William Hill Download the App Ladies Open Race over 480 metres. We've got Roswell Flojo in one, Swift Kidman in two, Trap 3 is Domino Storm, Trap 4 Sporting Melody, Trap 5 is Droopies 2, and Crossfield Molly. Where's the stripes in Trap 6, Jonathan?
Tough to get away from Trap 3, Domino Storm here, the bitch of the year in 2015. She won the Oaks, also won the Derby Plate over this course and distance. She's looking to open her account this year, but this is definitely her easiest opportunity. And if she reproduces her recent trial form over the course and distance, I think she'd be tough to beat. Trap 2, Swift Kidman, sort of ground you can always include in forecasts, and I think could be a spot of value to chase home the short price favourite. Trap 5, Droopies 2, ran very well in the Trainers' Championship at Sittingbourne last month and has to be respected. I'm going for 3, Domino Storm, to beat 2, Swift Kidman, and 5, Droopies 2.
The feature race of the evening comes up next. It's the William Hill Springbok Final, an open race over 400 metres, of course, over the hurdles. And we've got Ballymac Mannix in one, King Jake in two, Kakantu in three, Razzle Dazzle Radio is Trap 4, Trap 5 is Brinkley's Dominic, and Steeple Road Vic is in Trap 6. A fantastic renewal, Jonathan.
It's been a brilliant renewal, one of the best Springboks of recent years. And although I'm going to side with the favourite Razzle Dazzle Radio, it does come with a bit of a warning because I don't think his draw in four is ideal. But he was absolutely fantastic last week in beating Kakantu after that rival had led him, and that despite hitting the fifth hurdle. A mistake at the jumping department is unusual for Rick Holloway's dog, and I think that he can turn handy here and really open up along the back straight. Cantu was my original anti-post pick, and I'd like to see him make it through to the final. He is a fast trapper. He's also a strong runner, but he might just be vulnerable in the middle part of the race. All seeds in this are by Matt Mannix, goes from an unfamiliar draw in one. He needs to break, and he would look to get the run of the race from the front if showing his usual early gears. I'm going to go for 4 Rattle Dazzle Radio to beat 3 Picantu and 1 Ballymac Mannix.
Next up is the 8:16. It is an open race, a marathon contest over 894 metres. We've got one vacant in this, Jonathan. That's trap 2. That does not go. It leaves us with Ribble Atom in 1. Trap 3 is Real Style. Droopy's Tamira in 4. Roxanne Magic in 5. And Fabulous Blast is trap 6.
Roxanne Magic, one of the best marathon runners in training, and bounced back to form in what was a very soft race over a gruelling 1,048 at Crayford last time. But I do think that Hayley's bitch will take a world of beating here. Droopy's Tamira is running at the very top of the form and may look to get first run. But Roxanne Magic is so strong in the latter part of the race that I expect her to get on top when it matters. Real Style's interesting, very unexposed in terms of marathon races. Could be another which is up there from the outset, but surely the selection with anything like a run will power past late on. Ribble Atom, with a good marathon runner last year, just needs to find her form this campaign. I'm going for 5 Roxanne Magic to beat 4 Droopy's Tamira and 3 Real Style.
Next up is the 8:33. It's a standard open race over 480 metres. We've got Barrack and Tiger in 1, Roswell Iceman in 2, Alf Jack is trap 3, trap 4 for Afield Bruce, Ballymac Dara is in 5, and Lan Jacob in 6. What wins the 8:33?
I think Roswell Iceman can return for winning form for champion trainer Mark Wallace. Reached the Puppy Derby semis here has certainly shown some good form since that. Now, didn't get any sort of a run when running the Trainers' Championship at Sittingbourne, but he's far better than that. And a recent trial at Swindon suggests all is well. Irish Raider Airfield Bruce beat Barricane Tiger in a trial last week and can certainly improve on that. I expect that Airfield Bruce could prove the main danger. Trap 5 by Matt Darrow moved well in his workout and can certainly be respected in the market for a kennel that knows what they're doing. I'm going to trap 2 Roswell Iceman to beat 4 Airfield Bruce and 5 Ballymac Darrow.
Two contests left on the Wimbledon card. We're going to go to the 8:51 next, a staying open race over 687 metres. Billy's Bullet is in trap 1. Trap 2 is Droopy's Cottage. Trap 3 for Fabulous Model. What Fun Gracie is in 4. Fizzy Pop Buddy in 5. And Romany Rouge is in trap 6.
I think Fizzy Pop Buddy can get back on the winning trail here. Went unbeaten through the St. Ledger over the course and distance last year, but then was forced out of the Golden Jacket by a spot of sickness. Recent trial work's been excellent, and I expect June Harvey's dog to prove too strong all-round for these. Romany Rouge turned into a really good stayer at the back end of last year, but he's likely to need this outing. He's probably best watched on this occasion. Billy's Bullet has made a really good comeback from injury, but the chances are he's not quite the force he was, and he may have to settle for a minor role. I'm going for 5 Fizzy Pop Buddy to beat 6 Romany Rouge and 1 Billy's Bullets.
The final race that we're going to look at is the 9:08. It is the Racing Post Juvenile over 480 metres. We've got Ballymac Ramsey in 1, Droopy's Buick in 2, Ballymac Shirley is trap 3, JT Spartacus in 4, Lenson Panda in 5, and Crossfield Caesar is trap 6, Jonathan.
Absolutely delighted with the quality of this race, one of the important pre-Derby races, and Droopy's Buick can make a winning reappearance. Jimmy Wright's dog was the best newcomer of 2015, and recent trial work suggests that he's every bit sharp enough to beat this quality field. Main danger may come from Ballymac Ramsey in trap 1. Yet to win a puppy competition despite having got to 5 finals, but the draw could not work out any better for him. He will take the paint off the rails. Irish Raider Lenson Panda comes with a huge reputation and will be all the better for his trial at the track last week. But his main problem here could be clearing the speedy JT Spartacus early on. I'm going for trap 2, Droopy's Buick, to beat 1, Ballymac Ramsey, and 5, Lenson Panda.
2:15 then in the 9:08. Great stuff, Jonathan. Great to talk to you once again. Best of luck with your selections this evening. Enjoy all of the action, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.